Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Do not be afraid, is a phrase that appears in the Bible many times, reminding us to trust God and have faith in Him. God wants to secure us from every fear if we make Him our hope and our salvation. As we study the Word of God today, we are looking at the topic, Fear Not. God is our hope and salvation. Our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10.
Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Many times in life, we face situations that cause us to fear and develop anxiety. It could be fear of the unknown, fear of failure, fear of rejection, or any other fear that comes our way. But the Bible reminds us that we do not have to be controlled by our fears. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 says, So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. This verse tells us that we do not have to be afraid because God is with us and He will strengthen and help us. The word fear occurs over 500 times in the Bible. While, fear not, is the most repeated command in the Bible. It occurs 365 times in the King James Bible, giving us enough fear not to assure us of God's love to give peace the 365 days in a year. This fact is important and should bring to our consciousness and confidence that God is mindful of us and does not want us to fear, for Him to be telling us, fear not, from time to time. Are you afraid today? God is saying, fear not, He is your hope and your salvation. God is these two things to us as believers, our hope and our salvation. These give comfort to combat the two categories of fear. 1. Fear of the future. And, 2. Fear of what is happening now, the moment. His hope allays your fear of the unknown, the future, while His salvation saves you of the present. God is our hope for the future. He has our future in His hands and so you must not fear what the future holds. Matthew chapter 6 verse 31-33 commands us not to worry about tomorrow. Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat? Or, what shall we drink? Or, wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Don't worry about the future, about your needs and other cares of life. God is your hope for the future. He has your future in His hands and secure. Psalm chapter 31 verses 14-15, says, But I trust in you, Lord. I say, You are my God. The course of my life is in your power. The course of your life and future is in God's hand. Fear not but know that God has good plans for you. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 reminds us of this good plan. It says, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. God will give you a hope and a future today. God is our salvation. The second category of fear is the fear of the now, the present. No matter what is happening around you at the moment, God is there to save you, He is your salvation. The Bible says in Psalm 46 verse 1 and 2, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. And Psalm chapter 27 verse 1 says, The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? This verse reminds us that God is our light and salvation, and we have nothing to fear when we have Him in our lives. Are you afraid of what the future holds or what is happening at the moment? Remember, God is your hope for the future and salvation for the moment. So, fear not. God is ever there for you. The Bible says He is a very present help in times of trouble, Psalm chapter 46 verse 1. I don't know what you are passing through today. I don't know what your anxiety is about the future. Trust in the Lord and rest upon His promises, found throughout the Bible that says, fear not. Whenever you are facing fear and anxiety, turn to the Bible for comfort and reassurance. Remember that God is with you and He will strengthen and help you. You have nothing to fear when you have God in your life. So, do not be afraid but trust in God. John chapter 14 verse 27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. This verse reminds us that God gives us a peace that the world cannot give. Even in the midst of troubles and fears, we can have peace in our hearts because of Jesus. Take a moment to reflect today and ask yourself, how can I incorporate the idea of not being afraid in my daily life? Think about a time when you are afraid or anxious, and consider how you handled the situation. Did you handle it with the assurance of hope and reliance on God's word? Reflect on these questions and remember that you can find comfort and reassurance in the words of God. God is always with you and He cares for you deeply. He gives peace, and He has a purpose and plan for you. He will fight for you. As you go today, thank Him for His promise of hope and salvation. And cast all your concerns upon Him, for He cares. Let's pray. Dear God, we bring to you today our fears and anxieties. We know that you are the God of peace and our hope and salvation. We trust in your promise that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Today, we ask for strength and courage to face all challenges of life. We ask for your peace to fill our hearts and minds, so that we may not be troubled. We seek wisdom to guide us and your protection to surround us. Help us to remember that we are valuable in your eyes and that you care for us deeply. We trust in you that you love us and care about us. Thank you, Lord, for these great assurances. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Genesis chapter 31 and chapter 32. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 12. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.